Water Board or county did go down prior to the Devil's Lake water coming and had that area surveyed. And we did have KLJ go down and resurvey to do something with that area. And the next time it goes, we'll probably, the road will go, you know, another chunk like that, our guardrail will be gone. Another chunk fell out of there. You know, you start, we lost a few trees, and you lose vegetation, and you lose a few feet. It takes it out from the bottom, and then a chunk falls in, and then it just keeps kind of cutting. And first step to see if there's any assistance and see where they want to go.
Who are you trying to get assistance from?
This will go through, there's a Devil's Lake outlet mitigation application that I filled out, and I have the pictures. And I'm going to put the name of the applicant as Barnes County, not the Highway Department. So that's kind of why, if there's any calls or any, I want you all to know that we are doing this, applying for this. I can read real quickly what I wrote here for a description of the problem. It's the Cheyenne River has been steadily undercutting the riverbank in two locations. As the bank gets undercut, the trees and vegetation fall into the river. There's been approximately 8 to 10 foot loss in one location, and the river is now threatening County Road number 21. There's about 2 feet left before the cable guardrail is lost. County Road 21 is a major north-south route in Barnes County and is designated as a national scenic byway. The erosion in these two areas creates a serious safety hazard. Last year, a pickup got behind the guardrail and fell into the river in one of these two mentioned locations. In 2012, the Barnes County Water Resource District conducted a survey along the Cheyenne River to establish existing conditions. Recently, the areas were resurveyed to determine the changes in the conditions. There has not been a flood event or events since 2011.
It's obvious that the continuing pull from Devil's Lake is undercutting the banks. There's no question about that, and it's a good thing that we did the cost share with the state back in 2012. And as I recall, Cindy's the one that recommended we do that. They had a 50-50 cost share. I think we put in 25, and the state put in 25,000.